So let me ask you a thoughtful question or two. What age are you right now? Okay. Now add 10 years to that age. So I am 66 right now. And when I'm 76, what's the situation? What's the community and the surroundings that I want for myself? Okay. Looking around, imagining all the things that you feel are important in your life 10 years from today, what would that date be? That would be August of 2029. Wow. 2029. Well, what's the world going to be like then? Imagine that. And in its positive possibility, I mean, we could worry about things going bad, but let's talk about what you realistically would imagine the world would be like then, 10 years from now. And looking around in your mind's eye, looking around your life at that point as to the kind of life that you'd like. What would you like to be doing? What would you like to be in terms of your daily activities? What kind of a home and living situation would you like to imagine? My wife and I are planning a future home where we have a bigger kitchen, a bigger bathroom. We have some features to the house that we're selecting in our mind's eye so that we can then pull that together when we might upgrade our living situation in these next several years. So in the same way for you, what do you love about your current living situation? What do you love? What do you love about the neighborhood, the neighbors, the whole day-to-day life of where you live? Okay. And what would you like to be different? Here's a good question. If you had your way and a magic wand, and you could wave the wand and go, okay, here's what I'd like to be different in my living situation. Would I want a smaller home, easier to take care of, or a bigger home with more space in say the kitchen or bathroom or bedrooms? What is the feature, one or two of the features that you'd like to see really be different? Cool. Now just imagine now that those were in place and you were walking around your home, your property, your situation, and everything is exactly the way you'd like it to be. That's cool. Now you may not have a direct idea about how that will come about, but that's what our discussion is all about, is how do I take where I am right now and begin to map a journey between here and there. And this comes with the notion that if I can imagine it, I can find a way to build my way in that direction. And so to find the types of methods, the opportunities, the ways to bring something into being that I can imagine, that is really what this quest is about. And then what does it give us? It gives me a vision of something exciting to journey toward. Okay, so the excitement of that journey, that's really, really a potent bit of magic. I think if we live our life and maybe we tolerate some of the things that we are not that happy with, and there's some things about my work or about my community or about my home that I guess I can live with it. Or to say, hey, I am imagining a different and positive and wonderful future, gives me something to move toward, and not to stay stuck out in the future imaginings, but to actually call it in, call it closer, call it more and more into reality. Okay? So that's what this whole life mapping is all about. Imagine yourself 10 years out, happy, healthy, alive, and in that new wonderful situation, in that new living community, that new home, that new that new life that you've built for yourself, and how wonderful it is to let that be an exciting element of your future and what you're calling into yourself, calling into your life. Okay? That's what it's all about. Okay? Aloha for now. It's Forrest saying aloha, and looking forward to building that great future together. Okay? Aloha.